I want to thank Jonathan and his friends for sharing beautiful music, inspiring music, music worthy to praise our God. Amen? Thank you for sharing with us that beautiful gift of music. I have a question. What is perfect love? Is it the love that a husband has for his wife or her husband? Is it a love that parents share when they see their newborn child? Or is it the love that a child has for his parents? Is it an emotion that just we feel at one point and kind of just fades away with time? Or is it more like a principle by which we live that motivates us to do God's will and to live a life that reflects who He is? The first letter of John speaks about love. And it tells us about this amazing love, this perfect love. A love that God gave us 2,000 years ago as He sent His only Son. But a love that is also available today for all those who would like to receive it. John tells us this love is not something that is human. It doesn't come from us. We don't have it. But it comes from God. And we can love because God loved us first. He tells us in the first letter of John, chapter 4, how we can experience this love. And he says it several times. Verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." In other words, if we don't love, we don't know who God is. Well, we haven't experienced His love. Verse 9, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." There was a purpose for God sending His Son. It was so that we could live. Without Jesus coming, without Jesus dying on the cross, none of us here, none of us could make it to heaven. Not one of us. But because Jesus sent His Son, because God sent His Son, Jesus, we can have life through Him. Verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be propitiation for our sins." Is it easy to love? You might say, yeah, my family. Well, some of them. My good friends. Maybe a neighbor or two. But God is inviting everyone. He's inviting us to love even our enemies. The stranger who we don't know. we bump into just at the store or post office. He invites us to love like He loved us first. It's hard to trust. Test one, two.
It's hard to trust people because, hey, who hasn't been hurt? Who hasn't been disappointed? It's hard to trust people because we can't even trust ourselves. How many times have we disappointed ourselves? But God invites us to love one another, to experience this perfect love. My mom shared with me this week an experience that I can see God's amazing love, God's amazing grace. She was supposed to be here on Monday. Her aunt passed away last Saturday. And so she stayed to be with a family and to be with her cousins, to be with friends who came to the memorial service that took place on Tuesday and then the burial service on Wednesday. And the family came to give each other support. And praise God for families. Amen? I know that this is the time where we come together and enjoy each other's company. And we share with each other moments that we cherish deeply. But this was a sad occasion when they came together. But they were still able to experience that love. A love that praise God, it's not only for the month of December. Amen? A love that we can experience every day of the year. And as my mom spoke with one of her cousins, this is a cousin who has been out of the church for at least 45 years, if not more. And he just poured out his heart. He told my mother, you know, I'm just so angry at my parents. I'm so angry that they didn't leave Cuba soon enough. In fact, his parents never left Cuba. His father just passed away this year. Mom is still living in Cuba. He's been in this country for 25 years. And so we had the opportunity to leave Cuba, come to the United States a long time ago. And for whatever reason, my parents just didn't make the decision to come in. And you know what it meant for me to grow up in Cuba? I had to go to school. And on Sabbath, when everybody was going to school, I would stay home to go to church. On Monday, I would come to school, and the teacher would make fun of me every Monday. And the kids would laugh because I believed in God. You know what that did to me? And he was just pouring out his heart and telling my mom, you know, that he was just mad, angry at what had happened. And my mom just listened. Well, what do you tell somebody who's grown up in the church, who knows the fundamental beliefs of the Adventist church, who knows the story of Jesus and what he did? Well, what do you tell someone like that? My mom just listened and she said, Sam, I don't know where this thought came from. It just popped into my eye and to my mind. And that had to be God putting that thought in my mom's mind. A week before, or 2 weeks before, I had been with my mom. And we had met this young lady who left Colombia to move to Cuba to marry a pastor. And this church was basically dying. No growth, just dying. And she came and said, hey, why don't we study the Bible with our neighbors? And she studied with this person who everybody said, impossible that this person's going to come to church. Impossible that this person's going to give his life to Jesus. But They studied with this person. And this year, that person got baptized. And she told us this story, just like that. I was there. My mom was there. Boom, heard the story. And my mom went, Nelly, cousin of hers, hey, isn't that the guy that just got baptized this year? And they said, hey, Raquel, that is the guy, the teacher that you're talking about. That's the person who just got baptized and now is telling all of his neighbors, his friends, about Jesus. And as Daniel, that was who my mom was talking to, heard that, you could tell it shook him. The teacher who had made fun of him throughout his years in schools now is a Seventh-day Adventist. The following day, as they were there at the site where they were going to bury my mom's aunt, my mom took the opportunity to come up to Daniel and sit right next to him. I said, Daniel, you might not know this, Daniel, but you know what? You planted a seed. You planted a seed that today is bringing fruit to the honor and glory of God. Daniel, it would be sad if this teacher of yours, who you just hate for what he did to you when you were growing up, that he would be in heaven and you, because of your bitterness and your just experience here, would deny God and not be there. And Daniel just cried like a baby. Cried, opened his heart, just cried and cried and cried and cried. And I want to think that he let go of that bitterness. Amen? He said, wow, God's grace is amazing. God's love, God's perfect love is amazing. He reaches out to the staunchest of communists. He reaches out to those who are running and running away from him for whatever reason. He reaches out today to each one of us, telling us that we can experience that perfect love. 1 John chapter 4 tells us, in verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. This love manifests itself in joy, in peace, in kindness, in patience. And verse 17 tells us, herein is our love made perfect. For this reason is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Amen? Because as he is, so are we in this world. This perfect love does not leave us the way we are, brothers and sisters. Amen? This perfect love transforms us into the image of the one, Jesus Christ. This perfect love gives us boldness to approach the throne of God, to confess our sins. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and true to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John tells us still that this perfect love, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. perfect love casteth out fear. Fearless, like Jesus. Amen? Fearless to love. Fearless to speak. Fearless to serve. Fearless to forgive. Not afraid to be like Jesus. That is perfect love. Amen? And if we, for some reason, whatever reason, have not experienced this love, the Bible tells us we can experience it today. And how do we experience it? Again, by loving one another. That's the only way we can experience this love, by loving one another. Is it easy? Not on our own strength, it's not. But when we look at Jesus and what he did for us, and the promise that he makes each one of us, if I dwell in you, and you dwell with me, you will experience this perfect love. If this love could change a staunch communist and reach a person who has been running from God for over 40 years, is this something that we can experience today, brothers and sisters? We can experience it today. And the beauty of it is that today we have communion. A time where we remember what Jesus Christ came to do for each one of us. It's a time where we can just come to God in the way we are. And we can tell him what we're feeling. And we can come before him and say, God, I need that love. Amen? I need it. I need it to love my family. I need it to love my neighbors. I need it to love my enemies. I need it to love the stranger. God, I need that perfect love. And so today we would like to invite each one of you, as you participate in the foot washing, as you participate of the bread and the wine, as you participate in this communion service, to invite Jesus into your heart, to ask him, Jesus, show me how or what perfect love looks like. Amen? And as we participate today in communion service, may we invite the Holy Spirit to use us in a fearless way. Amen? There's a lot of fear out there. Satan is trying to make God's people afraid. But God wants us to be bold, not be afraid, to share what he has done for us. So at this moment, after I pray, I would like to invite you to go to the fellowship hall where everything has been made ready, prepared, so that we can participate of the foot washing. And then after that, we will come back into this place to participate of the emblems of the bread and the grape juice that represents his blood, and participate of this special moment, reminding us what Jesus Christ came to do for each one of us, and also reminding us that he is coming soon again. Amen? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you at this moment, boldly, not afraid. You know how this week was. You know the difficulties and trials that some of us had. You know the joys that some of us experience as well. And Father, as we join in this beautiful communion service. As we come together, may your Holy Spirit be poured down upon each one of us as we accept the beautiful gift of heaven, the gift that you, God, have given each one of us through Jesus Christ. We thank you for that gift. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for not being afraid of coming to this world to save us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.